Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Jones and Keefe coming up in about 40 minutes or so at 10, and you can talk Red Sox and a series win over the Yankees with them all morning and well into the afternoon. And we are going to get to Hill Notes momentarily. Twitch Mitch put a poll up, and I'm not sure of the current results. Curtis, you might be able to check it, but
56-44.
Okay, are you mad at Devers for yogging it out last night? And looks like a couple hundred votes in, and 55.7% of you are, and 44% of you don't mind if Rafael Devers takes a little break when running to first base.
I didn't vote yet. Let me just.
Courtney, no. Vote on that. I know you don't care. Nope. Yes, Curtis?
A quick couple notes. I read Volin yesterday. I don't know what's wrong with me, but he had interesting nuggets in his Sunday notes from the Globe. He gives the Patriots a hard time for not giving more than $200,000 in workout bonuses for Steph Diggs, saying if they wanted him here, they could have given him more money to show up. Which is bizarre.
That's ridiculous.
And another interesting one. So Lamar Jackson has not been at the facility with the Ravens.
Mm-mm.
And if he showed up to work out there, he would get $750,000.
Right.
And he just said no thanks.
It's actually $1.5 million in total that he's like, yeah, I'm good.
It's crazy.
Well, yeah.
Some people don't show up for the – I mean, I remember when I played, guys had workout bonuses and were like, nope.
Is it – and I'm not kidding here. Is it just the travel? Like, you can – I think that – they don't want to be bothered?
No, I think some people prefer to work out at their – wherever they're from or the – you know, whether it's Miami, some California.
Well, that's what I'm asking. They don't want to travel to the facilities. They have their own guy or whatever.
Right.
But, I mean, it's a –
I think it's more that they'd rather work out with their own people in their own environment than, you know.
But also the team should be okay with that as long as you can verify it. I mean, they want you there, and they want you to be a part of it from a team perspective.
That's why they have workout bonuses to make the incentive, you know. But for some guys, you know, they might look at, you know, Lamar Jackson's one of them, $750,000. Like, yeah, I'm good. I don't need that.
That is wild.
Yeah.
Jealous.
I remember guys that did it and like, damn, you turning down $500,000 just to stay in Cali and work out?
Can I stay twice as long and get their bonus?
What? Yeah, I'll work out for them.
Right.
Listen, it's how you perform when it matters.
Sit.
As was proven this weekend in Michigan on the golf course with that smooth 90.
You're damn right.
Somebody threw in there.
How was the food?
The food was delightful. We went out to the Airy restaurant right there at Grand Traverse Friday night, and I had a pork tomahawk. Holy smokes. That was the best piece of pork I've ever eaten. That thing was awesome.
Really?
Wow. Oh, yeah.
Gorgina?
Yeah, you could say that, Greg. I wouldn't say that because I don't like that word. I would say fabulous.
Did you take pictures of the pork?
I'll send one over to Mitch.
Yeah, not enough on the social medias from you.
What do you mean? I was ripping the stories left and right.
I agree with Courtney.
Yeah.
I was left wanting more.
Same.
Some who saw you perform at Granite Links don't believe it's possible for you to shoot 90 as you did on the bear.
Yeah, I know. A lot of people doubt me, and I understand. I don't blame you for the doubt. I recognize it, but I crumpled at Granite Links. It is what it is. I take that on the chin.
What was Shimes if we were not doing match play, but we were doing stroke play?
What would he have shot
for five?
For five?
In those five holes, how much? What was it? Was like 50.
Yeah, I think he was at 50.
No, I was not at 50.
Okay, 46.
Yeah.
46, 47 or something like that. I mean, you tripled several holes of the five.
And things were only getting worse and worse. So if we made it to nine, right. I'm thinking like you were around 100.
No, through five holes, I think I was around 34.
No.
Yes.
Absolutely
Courtney.
Not.
Yes, Courtney. You're bad at math. I do the math.
I am,
it's very
but
simple.
Absolutely not.
Like 8 and 7 is 15. Add another 5. Add another 6. That's another 11. There's 26. You only need one more hole. Even if it's an 8, it's still only 34.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. Curtis was your caddy, and
I
wasn't getting tens on every hole, guys.
Certainly weren't looking like a 10.
True.
Oh, that meal does look good though, Shime.
It was.
What was the slope like when it came to the rating? What was the slope on this on the bear?
Let me pull it up. Hold on.
Now I'm going to have to go out there to Michigan and kick your ass on that course, too.
Yeah, okay.
You didn't even have a hole.
Yeah.
It wasn't even close.
Yeah, you just think the Michigan golf people will have me if I want to go out there?
Yeah, of course. Absolutely they would.
Okay. How was the inaugural flight out there?
The inaugural flight was great. When we landed, there was a huge welcome party as well. The JetBlue people waved us as we departed, and then we were welcomed in. There was a giant cherry pie, which was also delicious.
Oh, is that what they're known for in Michigan, is a cherry pie?
In Traverse City, yeah. It's the cherry capital of the world, Greg.
Really?
Actually,
wow.
The only place in the world that produces more tart cherries is in Turkey.
Turkey,
really?
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow. Oh. How long's that flight time?
Sub 2 hours. It
wow.
was...
I bet it's
literally.
Not much.
So, like, if you're sitting in traffic going to the Cape mm-hmm. or Maine, and you're sitting there, you hate traffic, just take a flight,
Greg,
over to Traverse City, Michigan.
I have a question for the three of you.
Yeah.
If you were shooting for an 89, you need a putt to get under 90.
Mm-hmm.
You're at this great golf course. You're at an event with great sponsors of this radio station. Wouldn't you have that putt on camera?
Yes.
Especially considering you were just embarrassed in the last time we saw you on a golf course. Here you are, an opportunity to redeem yourself. Have the people from Traverse that you're golfing with say, here's Shime looking to get an 89, break 90 after he was broken by Greg Hill.
Absolutely.
It's a good
bounce. I wasn't putting for the 89, Curtis. I was just off the green, chipped on, and then one putted for the 90.
Okay, even if you're getting a 90, right. I would get that on camera.
Yeah.
Like, that is an awesome accomplishment.
And it's good advertisement
right.
for our friends, yeah.
Like, well, you had no documentation of your play anywhere. All I saw was that your phone ate first.
He missed the putt because he had cherry pie juice all over his putter.
Dude, I'm telling you, Greg, that cherry pie, the cherries... I also had, so before we had the pork tomahawk, we were having a bit of a charcuterie. And
that's a lot of meat.
They had a cherry jam.
Oh.
It was addictive.
I know
it was so good.
I know you was a big cherry pie guy.
I wasn't, Wiggy. Yeah. That's the thing. I've eaten cherries maybe two or three times in my life.
Yeah.
Outside
I like
of like.
I'm an apple pie guy. I don't want to even touch the cherry pie.
Wiggy, this cherry pie would change your life. I swear.
Not a cherry eater.
May need a warrant rejoin.
Right. Oh, I can. I can cook that up for you.
If you could.
I mean, after what happened with the Twitchers in Maine, I think that's apropos.
Those Twitch people have a lot of fun, I'll tell you.
They get after
they travel?
Them.
Yep.
My Lord.
Wild night.
Oh, dumping them out left and right.
So, was
without
it...
even being instigated. It wasn't inadvertent, but it was out of the
unsolicited.
No beads or nothing being thrown.
So why did they throw trucker hats?
Why did it happen?
Huh?
Why did it happen?
I don't know. Celebrating the Indiana Pacers and their dominance of the OKC Thunder.
Maybe they were a Pacers fan.
I don't know. Huge boobs.
Christy in the Twitch chat said it was a goodbye drop out of the boobs.
Oh, so it was
like a walk off.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right.
Learn something new every day.
Yeah.
Ken did that same thing at the Lobster Bar.
Dumped out. I love they call it dumped out.
You've never heard dumped out in my life.
Nope. I've never heard it.
Ken had 1¾ seltzers at the house, Curtis.
Oh my God. I saw him sipping a Modelo. I was like, you wild man.
My Lord, it was fantastic. All right. Let's get to Hill Notes, which are brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, you best call Coleman.
It's electric!
Hey, Shime. We all know that anybody can walk in the clubhouse, grab a scorecard, and write down whatever numbers they feel like it to make it look like they shot a 90. I'm sorry, bud. No effing way you shot a 90.
Yeah, leave what you would like. It's fine.
And from Ken Laird, I asked him just now, odds that Shime shot a 90. He replied, more likely that Belichick wins a national championship.
See, that's the problem. No one's ever going to believe anything he says about what he shoots.
That's fine.
Because of his performance. What you're going to have to do is film yourself basically the whole round mm-hmm. to prove.
Live stream.
Yeah, well, to prove that you could, you know, that you did shoot a 90.
Hey, Greg, hitting a post. Is that you stubbing your toe on the bedpost while you go to the bathroom in the middle of the night multiple times?
Yeah. Well, it happens as you age. You do have to get up and go more than you used to, but it's not that inconvenient.
No.
That's what happens.
Hey, Shime, just like your golf game, that stinks, and your recollection of Dak Prescott is also crap. Number 6 and number 2. 2 times he was in the top 10 in MVP voting. Number 2 and number 6. Look it up. Good job, Sean. Peace.
Yeah,
so the argument was top 5 quarterback, so the number 6 is completely irrelevant, you dope. And secondly, just because you finished number 2 in MVP voting 1 year does not make you a top 5 quarterback in the NFL. Because that year, literally everybody would have put 6 or 7 other quarterbacks ahead of him. He has never... and will never be a top 5 quarterback.
Shime, stop it.
But then why was he... Wait. That year, he was the second most valuable player in the NFL.
Right.
Okay.
So that would make him, by definition, a top five quarterback.
According to the voting of that year. But if you had asked anybody, Curtis, who the top 5 quarterbacks are in the NFL are at the end of the season, his name would not have been one of them.
But we're not saying every year, but his name has been one of them.
No, Patrick Mahomes,
Josh Allen, and... Joe Burrow here of recently would probably be your top 4. There are plenty of people out there before the second injury that, you know, even if it was a few years ago, that would have...
Oh, when Tom Brady was in the league? There's a fifth one for you.
No, that would
He's
have,
only been out of the league for like 2 years.
No, that would have Dak in their top 5.
No, nobody has had Dak in the top 5 ever.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, It's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Stop it.
He might have broken the top ten. He has never been a top five quarterback.
People that are just completely making up history.
It's not putting him in the top five is insane.
People have their own top five.
Yes.
And I'm willing to bet
no media person has put him in the top five.
Stop it. They've had arguments on ESPN.
You don't have him in your top five.
No. But they've had arguments on ESPN a few years ago about Dak Prescott, you know, and where he would fall. And, you know, he's not making $65 million a year because people don't think he's a top five quarterback.
Wiggy. Yes, he is. That's the quarterback market.
No, it's not. It is not the quarterback
market. You don't have
market.
To be a top five how quarterback much, to make how much, 50, $60 how, million anymore.
And let me ask you this question. Is Brock Purdy making $65 million a year?
You're pretty close.
No, he's not.
He's in the 50s, Wiggy. That's literally the market.
He's not in the 50s. Go look at it. He's not in the 50s.
Okay, Justin Herbert's making a ridiculous amount of money.
But he's not in the 50s. He's not.
What do you mean? Yes, he is.
No, Justin Herbert is not. Go look at it. Stop it. Go look at it. When you look at the money, Justin Herbert and who's the guy I just said from San Francisco, Brock Purdy, are not making...
Justin Herbert, $52.5 million. Brock Purdy, $53. Jared Goff, $53. Tua, $53. Trevor Lawrence, $55.
Trevor Lawrence is making like $60.
Yeah, Jude Love, $55.
What's Dak Prescott making?
$60.
All right.
They're all... Wicked, it's all in the same ballpark.
I rest my case. That's a top five quarterback. He's making $60 million.
Wiggy, you are so unbelievably wrong.
No, I'm not.
You are so off.
Shime, I am not on this one. There are people out there.
You just told me three guys were making $50 million, and I gave you eight.
All right, so they were 52 and 53. I just said that there are plenty of people out there, for NFL experts, that have Dak Prescott, would have him or had him in top five quarterbacks in the NFL.
He's on C.J. Stroud's top five.
Yeah, you don't finish second in MVP voting and
once.
It doesn't matter if it's one time.
Can you guys settle this over a pork tenderloin and a cherry pie, please?
There's no arguing.
Pork tenderloin, tenderloin, yes. Cherry pie, no, I don't do cherry pie.
I love a porn tenderloin.
Yes, I do that.
Everyone's so quick to jump on Courtney when she mispronounces a word. And I was listening to the Ken and Curtis show Saturday. Angry Principal Dave was 100% right with a definition of the word nepotism. And Curtis, because he says it, he thinks whatever he says is fact, was 100% wrong. He's so fraudulent, and you guys just sit there and take it. Oh, he's such a joke. What is 100% accurate is he's a numbnuts.
I didn't hear Angry Principal Dave on the show Saturday.
I always thought nepotism was just family related. I guess it's also friends. I never had friends growing up, so it was always applied to me based on my dad.
Oh, you missed again. All right, Curtis. From Saturday's show, let me give you the definition of nepotism. It involves using one's position of power, which Ken Laird has, to unfairly benefit family members or close friends. In a workplace setting, okay, Ken can promote or give you whatever job he wants, and that's what he's done because he couldn't tell me your job description on the morning show. Numbnuts. Listen, I have tried to get along with you, but you continue to challenge me, and I'll challenge you again. Numbnuts Invitational, let's have a round of golf, and if you beat me, I'll leave you alone. What do you say, numbnuts?
I say very simply, it was strange that a grown man driving to ref basketball games called into a radio show asking Ken to define my job, which he did. And there is zero chance you're coming to my golf tournament. You will never be invited. The only time I've ever met you, you lied about our relationship, saying that we're good friends and you love me. Why would I waste my time with you again? So Shime's invited, Jackson's invited, everybody's invited. It is not going on if Dave shows up. I will never golf with you. I will never see you again in public.
Yeah. Ken didn't give you this job. What's he talking about?
Well, it's just people are so weird.
I mean...
He's obsessed with me.
Yeah.
I didn't know that nepotism was people that aren't your family members.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Like, I didn't know that it was associates or friends.
Yeah. I had no idea.
You learn something new every day.
Yeah. I thought you had to be blood related.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. It's the Shime Stinks guy here. First off, had a great time at the road show. Second off, Greg, if you want to sell some shirts for your foundation, all you got to do is put Shime Stinks on them because everybody loved them. I could have sold 100 of those babies there because at the end of the day, Shime still stinks. I'll see you guys next year.
Maybe we should do a Shime Stinks shirt. You're going to the Bernie's Roadshow, right?
I'll be at the pregame. I don't know that I'll actually be at the roadshow the day of.
All right.
Shime Stinks guy, very nice. Won one of our raffles.
He did?
Yeah.
Yeah, nice guy.
Josh, I think
his name
is.
You can see him on Twitch right now. Good guy.
Yeah.
Wiggy, man, I don't know if it's like Monday and you're just cranky or what, but your baseball takes suck lately, all right? Devers is a fat, lazy baby, and you know what would help get Roman Anthony up to the majors? If Devers played first base. But you know what? Whatever. As long as he keeps hitting, sure, I'm fine with it. But he is a big old baby, and he's annoying as all hell. Anyways, I guarantee the Red Sox get swept by the Rays just to continue this roller coaster of a season. Taking 2 out of 3 from the Yankees that nobody saw coming, Rays are going to sweep.
Yeah, we all agree that Devers is a baby. No one's disputing that.
Yeah.
And no one disputes that one bit, but he's your best hitter.
But if they take this series with the Rays, don't we have to acknowledge that they're right back in it? They're back. They take this next series, they're back.
Yeah, that'll put them closer to being right in the
right
wild card mix.
It.
Yeah, I mean, you could easily say that.
Yeah.
So I got an idea. You guys should come up with a premium membership where people can pay like $5 a month through Odyssey. And instead of us listening to commercials, we just listen to Jackson talk about current events for 5 minutes.
It's a good idea.
It is a pretty good idea.
Where is that recorded?
I don't know.
Of course, they made it. They made the cut, though.
It was Jackson using a voice changer.
Coco, let me give you some advice. Don't ever have a child. You have the perfect life right now. Nobody loves the little party life like you. Your mimosas, your brunch, your 4-hour dinners, your happy hour, your trips to Nantucket, to Miami. All the fun stuff you do right now, gone the second you pop a kid out. Don't do it. Enjoy the rest of your life, because once you have a kid, you will be the most miserable person ever, because nobody loves the party life like Coco does.
Mm.
Yeah, I learned that from my parents, and my parents had me and didn't miss a beat. So that's my hope.
Oh, no, you got to definitely put your foot on the brake.
Also,
a little bit.
Not like a party life. We sit down and share a bottle of wine. People act like I'm out doing like Molly.
Well, I think it's the social media.
Like yeah. You,
I really didn't post much this weekend.
What do you consider much? I mean,
I really didn't.
I think I did two stories a day. I'm not critical. I saw two stories a day. Little dinners and things.
I mean, no more weddings.
Yeah.
Coming from you. I mean, the dinners, first.
That's all I can post is food. I don't do anything else exciting.
Yeah, you'd have to pull back on the weddings and the island trips.
Yeah. Well, all my friends are about to be married, so we're past that stage.
So, Curtis's best friend is a drug addict and he's on Ozempic. Jesus, Curtis. Remind me to never tell you anything that I don't want repeated.
Not a drug addict, but it was noteworthy. You know, we're victims of our life, Greg. We have to talk about interesting things that happen. And
true,
you know,
is the guy going to be okay?
Yeah, he went home.
Okay,
they tried to get him to go to the hospital. He was fine. His wife drove home.
Lucky he didn't bang his head off something.
That's it.
He did.
Oh, he did. Oh,
yeah, he gashed his eye.
Man.
I just read a report that Ozempic is making. Some men are claiming that Ozempic is making their penises bigger.
Yeah, I saw that.
Right.
Yeah, I did see that.
I think it's really just it's the first time they've seen it.
Yeah.
Quite some time.
It's the FUBA. Once the FUBA gets
skinny. If you lose weight, you gain an inch or two, they say.
as the FUBA.
Save that.
FUBA gets skinny.
It's a FUPA. Uh-huh.
Like, you know, that fatty area right above.
No, I know what it is. It's FUPA.
Yeah, but it's for women call it that or anything. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Greg's a big fan of FUBU.
Can I put a recruitment campaign going for an invite of all Twitchers to the North Shore, Gloucester, Rockport, roadshow? We would love to have you, and I'm sure we can find a hot tub.
There you go.
Wilding
yeah.
out.
Yeah.
Apparently there's more photos out there that
really?
Are, yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, they have fun wherever they go.
Yep.
Love the Twitchers.
That'll do it today, Greg.
Okay, excellent. Job well done. Hill Notes brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric!
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.